Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Yeah! From now on, 5 sponsors every show.
No.
Okay.
Still one. It is new though. It's called touchofmodern.com.
Yeah, new sponsors, new rules. touchofmodern.com rules.
I really don't think you need to be here.
Yeah.
What is Touch of Modern? Great question, Jake. Touch of Modern aligns with our idea of sponsors.
Shoot, I missed my line. What is Touch of Modern?
Oh, great question, Jake.
Nice.
Touch of Modern aligns with our idea of being able to upgrade your man-child life into adulthood affordably.
Yeah.
They basically have
quick fixes for your immaturity.
That's right. They have awesome products that are curated, and they spend a huge amount of time ensuring that the customers get the best modern designed products for the lowest prices available. Now, all you have to do is go to touchofmodern.com to check it out. It's they got like a bunch of cool little ways to upgrade your home to make you just seem like a better person, more of an adult. And it's not expensive either. It's just cool, affordable little stuff.
Fact. It's all true. Looks cool. Looks gorgeous.
Also, for the month of November, they're giving away 5 free products every week on their Facebook fan page. So all you have to do is like their Facebook page, facebook.com/touchofmodern, to get more details about that. So if it's paying any amount of money that really turns you off, you can at the very least like their Facebook page and try to win something for free.
Dude, it doesn't cost any money to like a Facebook page. What is it, like $4, $3 to like a Facebook page?
No, it's free.
No money?
Yeah, it's no money.
I've been avoiding... liking a lot of pages.
So yes, please check out touchofmodern.com or like their Facebook page at facebook.com/touchofmodern and, you know, enjoy the show.
Oh yeah.
This is our
live show.
Oh my God.
Is that live-ish?
That was fun.
That was fun.
It was fun.
It got real.
This is one that I think it really got real.
It very much so got real.
So please enjoy, and thanks to Touch of Modern for sponsoring this very special episode.
Thanks.
Of If I Were You, Jake and Amir.
Toda.
Toda indeed.
Toda Rabah.
This reminds me, we're going to do the entire show in Hebrew, so get used to it. Zemakirli ta dira shali. No. I was going to say this reminds me of my apartment.
Right, yeah, it's the same as the towel cave.
Yeah.
Right.
But instead of nothing, there's 200 people.
Right. Wow. How exciting. Thank you, guys. Thank you for coming out.
Did somebody come here from Boston?
Yeah.
Wow. Just for this?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
You fucked up.
I wouldn't even go to Boston for this. I had to send Jake and, I don't know, a special guest host or something. Did you know we're going to Boston?
Sorry, bro.
Baller. Baller move. How was the drive?
It was pretty good. We got here like 2.5 hours.
That is too fast.
No, that's illegal.
Sir, officer, arrest this man, I think.
I think he did 140 the entire time.
Absolutely. It's a 250-mile drive. And what did he say, 2.5 hours?
You came here in a helicopter.
Holy shit, it's Kobe Bryant himself. Who's been at the background of our podcast for the
last long time. Yeah. I thought Kobe was backstage right
now. He is back. Come on, man.
Come on, Kobe.
Ah, he's shy.
Wow, why?
You gotta respect the tenacity.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
The audacity for such tenacity.
Somebody came here from Israel?
In 2.5 hours, no less.
She teleported. Wait, somebody just... I'm trying to, like, turn this into an experience that people at home can enjoy. So somebody in the crowd yelled, I came here from Israel.
Yeah, I have to stand.
And she has to stand. Then, if you were actually from Israel, you would have cut to the front of the line and gotten a first row seat. So I don't trust you that you're actually from Israel. Where in Israel are you from? Efo? Ken, toda. Animi afulas. Ken.
Ken.
And then...
Ani?
Ken.
Lo.
Jake knows 3 words in Hebrew. Ani, which means me. Lo, which means no. And?
Ken.
Ken.
No, I know toda.
Toda.
I got... What else do I got?
Sababa.
Sababa. Neshi Kot means kisses.
Ooh. 2.5 hours.
Let's start the show.
All right. For those of you who don't know, well, this is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by us. And I'm Amir.
And I'm Jake.
And it's... nobody here has never heard the show before, right? Has anybody never heard an episode like they were dragged by a friend?
Ooh.
Wow. So a lot of people. Damn it.
Great. We really wanted you guys to bring people that were familiar with the...
So you guys are just like, never heard of it at all, or how? You could have at least I don't know, like scrubbed through like at least 5 minutes of it on the way over here. What do you mean? You're just like, you have no idea who I am?
Scrub through 5 minutes? That wouldn't be effective.
Yeah.
No, that's not an effective method to taking something in.
What do you know about effective methods, asshole?
Oh, ow. Low blow. So the way it works is we accept emails of people in, you know, difficult situations, people having problems, people, you know, who are experiencing conundrums, if you will.
And, I absolutely will.
So they've asked us for advice, and we think it's our civic duty to, you know, give them advice.
Yeah, it is our civic duty, which is why I don't go to jury duty.
Yeah.
Because I've already done a civic duty.
Right, we're upstanding members of society.
In fact, I have diplomatic immunity, I think, from this.
Easy does it.
I park in completely unattainable illegal spots.
Yeah, you'll park your car across 2 handicapped spaces.
Right.
Yeah, that's you shouldn't do that.
Because I've done my civic duty, Your Honor.
Right, I saw you urinating on the door to an orphanage the other
day.
Yeah.
Once again, I've earned that right through this civic
duty.
That's
not a right anyone should want to earn. I feel like even if you have that right, exercising it is just mean.
Exercising is never mean. Guys, exercise. You have to look your
best.
Don't
turn this into a positive thing that you said.
Gosh. Well, thank you for Littlefield for having us. This is such an exciting time. This is basically our first live podcast.
Right, the one we did at Comic-Con was absolute bullshit.
That was garbage. I don't know if any of you were there, but it was garbage. Oh, some of you were there?
Was anyone there?
Yeah?
Yeah, I had
to
work,
so
I totally
did.
I was at Comic-Con, not at your podcast. I will say Comic-Con was bullshit, though.
I was getting Thor's autograph the entire time. All right, should we get started?
Yeah, you haven't touched your whiskey, though.
Nah, it's good, it's good.
It's good? Just, you like it?
It's a little strong.
Taste it if you like it.
I do, it tastes like maple syrup.
All right.
Cheers. Salute.
Salute. To the lips and then with a swallowing. There we
absolutely.
Go.
To the lips.
Nectar of the gods, brother. Here we go.
Absolutely. For those of you listening at home, I just kissed the cup. That was the joke there.
That was a visual.
And now to imbibe, as it were, and it were.
And for those of you listening at home, I just took the shot, did not grimace at all. And
for those of you at home, I'm drunk now. I took it like a man. I have hair on my chest, more than a normal person should.
I dipped a beautiful woman and kissed her on the lips. There we go.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Woo!
Yeah! She's shaking. Well, all right, well, easy does it. Jesus.
Toda.
Rabba. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, you good?
Uh-huh.
Pal?
So I just read the questions, right? It's vodka.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
All right. Yeah.
You know what? What's the theme for this? What are the names?
Oh, that's a good question. We could do like Brooklyn Nets players, since we're in Brooklyn.
Why don't we do people in the audience?
Oh, okay.
Someone give me a name. First one I heard was Eric. Right. Eric, you're gonna want to be way faster. Someone be as fast as Eric was. Who came here? I'm already using Eric, guys. Eric came here, he was gonna shout his name no matter what, whether I asked or not.
The theme for today is people named Eric. So Eric.
Leif Erikson writes.
Leif Erikson writes, "Dear motherfuckers, my girlfriend of a year is great. Good looks, hot bod, real fun. The only shit is that she has hints of facial hair on the brow, above the lips, and most disgusting, on the tip of her nose, which you can only notice if you're very, very, very close. Kissing, for example. It scratches my upper lip. Ew. I feel that my inevitable shallow personality is gonna fuck shit up and drive me to break up with her. Should I find a way to psychologically make her wax? Or should I just tell her? Now that I think about it, she has some hair under her belly button and on her lower back too. Fuck! That's the question.
Oh my God.
It's spreading as he's talking.
Now that I think about it, it's creeping down her forehead, actually.
Oh God!
Now that I mention it, she's howling at the moon.
Oh God,
she's
no.
Turned into a wolf lady.
Now that I think about it, she has hair on her head. Oh wait, actually, that's fine.
That's normal.
But
either way, I've loaded the silver bullet into a chamber.
Should I get her, should I hypnotize her, or should I just shoot her through the heart?
So, shot through the heart.
And Leif Erikson, you're to blame.
I fear his shallow personality is going to fuck shit up as well, actually.
Yeah, in fact, my biggest fear is that his shallow personality has already fucked shit up.
One year together, and...
Yeah, girlfriend of the year.
He described her as having a hot bod, like, you know, being hairy isn't part of her bod.
No, yeah, he means under the hair.
Right.
So under the hair is a hot little...
She's a goddamn smoke show.
Yeah. Just once you knife through the thicket of hair,
right?
To just enjoy the show.
Well, yeah, Bigfoot.
Bigfoot was good looking, 6'8", tall, handsome guy, but too much hair. So is it shallow to not like a girl because of her of some hair?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Next question.
Well, no, that's not advice. But isn't it shallow to not like anybody based on looks? Isn't everything we do shallow? So why is this guy a worse person for finding something so small?
That's a good question. Yeah, like if somebody's unattractive and you're like, oh, I'm not attracted to her, are you shallow?
Right. Oh, this person is fat and covered in warts. That's like nobody's going to be like, oh, well, obviously, yeah, we're not like, nobody thinks that guy's a bad person, right?
But a little tuft of hair on the tip of the nose?
Yeah.
Little whiskers.
Oh, yeah, nose tuft.
Yeah, what does he think? Cats are unattractive? I'd fuck a cat.
You have fucked a cat.
Yeah.
You dated a cat for a year and a half. You broke up with it, but the cat came back.
The very next day.
The very next day, the cat came back.
I really thought she was a goner.
No, but the cat came back.
The very next day. She wouldn't stay away, way. Oh, no.
That's an actually really fucked up song. Isn't that like they kill the cat several times?
Yeah, I think it's the cat with nine lives thing. That's like the point of the song.
Anyway. Break up with your girlfriend?
She has good looks, hot bod, and is real fun.
Real fun. I wonder if she would feel that way if she knew.
His question, by the way, is should I find a way to psychologically make her wax? He means trick her, hypnotize her, inception her, whisper shave into her ear while she sleeps.
What do you do? Does she
Maybe
know?
You take her to a Color Me Mine, a.k.a. a barber shop.
Right.
You cover her eyes, right?
Right.
And you say... Paint this ceramic turtle, when in fact she's getting shaved on her mustache, her nose, and getting her lower back waxed.
This is the most convoluted thing I've ever heard. You're just trying to dupe her into getting a wax?
Yeah, instead of psychologically.
That actually makes me remember when I was 20, I I worked at a candy store, and this guy next door, he worked at a salon, and he used to flirt with me, and I would flirt back, just for validation, I guess. But so he would come in, I would give him free candy, and he would always say, like, hey, if you ever want a haircut, just come by the salon. And eventually, one day, I was like, you know what, I'm gonna take him up on it. I went to the salon, and as he was cutting and washing my hair, I just felt hot, like a hot liquid on my brow, and I was like, all right, I don't know what that is. Oh, and then God. The next thing I know, I was like, oh. And he was like, I knew you weren't gonna let me, but you had a unibrow.
Wow.
Like, I knew, he's like, I knew if I asked, you would have said no. Which, yeah, of course, I would have. So maybe you do something like that.
Hey, baby, do you want some dinner? Okay, sure.
Oh, wow, you should make her feel like you got into like some really kinky shit, like pouring hot wax on each other.
Oh, okay. That's
like,
good.
Oh, yeah, baby, this will be so sexy. I'm gonna pour it just on the tip of your nose, and that's it. And ooh, just a little bit on the brow, a little bit on the lower back, and on the belly button. That's where it gets me the hottest.
I knew if I asked, you wouldn't say yes.
I break up with you now.
All right.
But we still haven't given him advice.
Well, that's actually pretty good advice.
Secret wax.
Secret wax. The sexual secret wax. It's not a secret if she's awake for it. That sounded bad.
And I don't. It sounded bad, and I don't think you could come back from it.
Yeah, it didn't deceive.
It sounded
sound
bad because it was.
Yeah, right. That's why it sounded bad.
Of course.
Because it was bad.
It was bad.
Yeah, it was
rude.
Not good. Yeah.
Yeah. Awful.
Bad.
Essentially.
3 hours later. Bad. Gosh. Now that I think about it, she has some hair under her belly button. Well, some girls do have hair, like a little mustache hair, and it's very light, and
yeah, I mean, look at us.
It.
We're...
Well, we're males, so that's cool. So okay. So you know there's differences between male and female.
Totally, yeah, yeah. So it's bad when they have a beard, good when we do.
No, no, like, ladies don't even grow... You don't think they shave their beards. What?
I get it.
What?
Totally, we're good. Girls have... Men
vaginas,
have...
Penises, right? I wanted you to say it, but I thought you wouldn't. And boobs, you know that it's not... yeah, okay. So it's not just got... It's not just flat-chested ladies wearing bras. You know, it's... Physiologically, they're different from male.
Yep. Got it.
Good. We're all on the...
And,
page.
Real quick, the, the inside one, that's vagina. And the outside one, dick. And then we can move on. Cheers.
Correct. Yeah.
Of course.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. So yeah, I don't know. This guy sounds... You sound like you're shallow. I don't
but
think...
Not terribly shallow.
Not terribly shallow. I think it's pretty standard to not want your girlfriend to have hair, excessive hair.
Yeah, but what do you say? What do you say to her? Ladies, any ladies in the house, if a guy said, will you shave for me, would you be offended?
No.
Some no's and some yeses.
Wait, say it one more time.
You can't shave that. She should know she's hairy.
She should know she's hairy, says the girls.
I hate all you guys who are putting this on the woman.
But if I said, she should know she's hairy, all of a sudden I'm mean.
No,
or sexist.
Is it true? Maybe she does know she's hairy. Maybe she's cool with it.
Yeah.
So maybe if he brings it up, maybe it's not a surprise, but she's like, hey, I actually dig the tuft of hair I got on my schnoz. And he was like, you know what? I think that's beautiful. I think that's awesome how cool you are. I, on the other hand, think it's awful. I'm going to...
Let's agree
I'm gonna
to
bounce.
Disagree. Call it a day. I don't even know what to tell this guy. I would be stumped too. You can't tell a girl to shave. And at the same time...
After a year, maybe you just be like, hey, nah.
Hey, you.
Whoa.
Fuzzy right there on the tip.
Yeah, no, there's nothing you can do. My advice is to just break up with her.
Yeah, break up with her. That way you have to avoid having a conversation with her.
Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe you'll find someone who's equally good, hot bod, real fun, but no hair.
You know what? You probably won't. You might have to sacrifice real fun, but there's not going to be any hair, so we're going to be cool.
Of those four things, good looks, hot bod, real fun, no hair, just choose somebody that has three of the other
four. Right, you're never going to get all... It's never going to be a perfect game.
Yeah.
But just...
No such thing. So our advice, break up. That's how we do.
In fact, your advice is to always break. I feel like
yeah,
you're just
next
to...
question, even without reading it, break up, I guess.
I think you just want more single ladies in your pool or something.
All the single ladies.
All the single ladies?
Yeah.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
whoa, whoa. All right.
Next question?
Next question.
Move
next.
Right along.
These are real emails, by the way, but we're giving them fake names to preserve their...
anonymity.
Nailed it.
Josh.
Thank you.
This one comes from... Jess. God, I heard Jess. Honestly, I heard no names just now. I don't know if I'm having some kind of... Jess? Jess. It's from Jess.
Okay.
Jazz?
All right,
oh, Jazz, are you here? What up, girl?
So Jazz is a male in this case.
Sorry,
DJ,
Jazz?
We'll call him DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Here we go. Jazz inspired.
DJ Jazzy Jeff writes... Hey guys, I'm happily in a relationship with my girlfriend and recently had a terrifying realization which cannot be unthought. A section of her house has the same smell as a lady's underlady parts. I've got...
What are you cupping?
Says the guy who didn't know the difference. I've gone down on other girls, so I'm pretty familiar with the smell.
Don't worry about that.
And don't have a problem with it, but it weirds me out every time I'm in that part of the house. I mean, something else you should know, this isn't the part of the house where my girlfriend sleeps, but it's where her mom sleeps. Unless she's snail trailing the walls. I don't know how this happened. But my question is, should I not tell my girlfriend my discovery? She recently asked if her house smelt like anything, and I said no. Then later made the twisted realization. Thanks, DJ Jazzy Jeff.
The twisted realization, of course. Sherlock deduced that... Sorry, there's nothing else it could be. I think your mom's snail trailing. Yeah, I think she's getting turned on, getting herself wet, and just scooting across the floor and wall.
Yeah, like some sort of perverted sex Roomba. Like an air hockey puck being frictionless with her own mucous membrane, sliding hither and thither.
Oh, my God.
Vertically.
Slimer just leaving tiny little traces of pee juice everywhere. By pee juice, I mean pussy juice.
No, yeah. I think snail trailing is the funniest term I've ever heard, ever. That's an amazing... He had to have made that up.
Have you guys heard of snail trailing before?
Yeah. Yes?
Someone said yes.
In terms of what?
The one person that said yes is the person that invented snail trailing. Because I swear to God, this guy's the second person that ever heard it.
What? What could snail trail other than this situation? What?
The wet spot
in the bed. That's not a trail, though. I'm talking about, you know how when you're driving on a really hot road and you see the mirage, the glistening mirage? That's the snail trail. You're talking about a single wet spot. Snail trailing. I want this episode to be called snail trailing.
If we say it enough more times, it'll be called snail trailing.
I want to say it now and forever. I want to get a tattoo of a snail trailing. I want to see that movie Turbo in a whole new light.
Yeah.
A shiny light that glistens off the trail of a wall.
Snail trailing the walls, because that also like implies that the mom has some sort of like weird power.
Yeah, what?
To get up a wall.
No, how would that even...
I think her mom's a little girl from The Ring with a wet vagina. I think she's just scaling the walls, leaving weird little traces of her vag.
I think she can do a standing up...
By the way,
vertical split.
Dog, I go down on a lot of chicks. I'm cool with this smell. What I'm not cool with is snail trailing.
Dear Christ. Help us, oh Lord.
Help me, because I want that rest of her house to smell like that.
You think if something smelled like pussy juice, you would be able to nail that smell?
think about that?
I think I could pinpoint the smell of vagina.
Good, me too.
Well, I think it also, whatever. This guy's, it sounds like, I think, you know what, you know, have you guys ever, you know that plant that smells like cum? I was trying to think of a nice one to say. Right?
That's not a plant. You've just been jizzing in plants.
I fucked a garden. There is a plant that smells like cum. I don't know what it's called. Does anyone know what
it's called? Ficus?
Dogwood? Yes, I think that is right.
That's funny, because that's what you call your dick.
Yeah. Toda. So yeah, maybe, I don't think there's this, it necessarily is actual pussy juice in the house. It might just be something else. It might just be...
Maybe what other logical explanation than is
fish?
There?
Then, fish. It's fish. It smells like fish. That's what it is.
That's what vaginas smell like to you?
Sometimes, not all the time, sometimes a bad vagina will smell like a fish.
What?
You guys are being real quiet, but you know that's true.
I want you all to go home, order sushi, and don't pick it up or eat it for a week.
Yeah. Just and all the ladies in here, I want you to go home and not take a shower for a week. And go out dancing and stuff, and then compare it.
Try it out. Try an eel, a salmon avocado roll, maybe some tuna tartare.
Spread it on the walls liberally.
I feel like this is illegal, what we're doing now.
Soliciting people to rub fish on their walls? Absolutely not. We've done much more illegal things on this podcast.
So what would you do if you smelled pussy juice? For a Klondike bar.
I think smells usually dissipate. I wouldn't necessarily bring it up to the girl. I think... let this one go, pal.
I love that she's like, do you think my house smells like anything?
Maybe she did it as a test to see how honest you were. She was snail trailing the walls.
No, you don't think it smells like anything? All right, if I
no,
give
not
you
to
just
me.
A multiple choice, it smells like flowers, pussy juice.
A snail's trail, if you will.
Or a potpourri. Would you say it smelled like any one of those versus any one of the other ones that I mentioned? Let's just say pussy juice versus potpourri. What did you say it smelled like?
We'll narrow it down to two.
Would you say, okay, true or false, does it smell like pussy juice? I don't know why this is Barack Obama talking about.
Now look.
Somebody's been snail trailing the walls, obviously.
A lot of folks like snail trailing the walls.
I, for one, love Michelle Snail Trail.
Michelle Obama?
Absolutely.
Mrs. Michelle Barack Obama? Snail Trail on the White House walls in the Rose Garden? All right. I think I'm going to be killed by the NSA for this.
I think Edward Snowden is going to have my head in a bag for that.
I think Edward Snowden wrote this question to out me.
He knew we'd go there.
I'm on some kind of list.
We started from the snail trail and now we're here. We absolutely are. Jesus Christ.
Bro.
What now?
Do we give him advice? Don't say anything.
Don't say anything. Don't say it smells like pussy juice.
Yeah. Don't say it smells like pussy juice. When it smells like pussy juice, don't... smell something, say nothing.
Here's a thing that I always think... In general, when people say things smell bad.
More whiskey for you?
Salud. Why don't you just breathe out of your mouth?
That is said like someone who always smells bad. What a weird defense. It's like you've had a lifetime of people saying around you that something smelled funny.
Smell out of your mouth, Mom. I am, but I taste it, Amir.
Look, just let me wash the towel. It's caked in semen.
How many snails have trailed on this whale? Seriously, if something smells temporarily, I'm a mouth breather, so I rarely smell out of my nose. Or I rarely smell things because I don't breathe through my nose.
Right.
The downside is that my mouth is always agape and I look like an idiot. The pro is not smelling things very often. If you breathe out of your mouth, can you still smell things?
I don't know, Mel. Maybe not. I don't know, but like as soon as you smell something in your nose and you're like, oh, I'm going to stop breathing out of my nose, just my mouth, then you like are thinking, you're just tasting it. Like, if I'm in a bathroom and it smells like shit, and I'm like, oh, man, all right, nose, you're cut off, go into my mouth. I'm like, oh, no, wait, that's, like, shit particles sneaking into my mouth hole. So I just would try to hold my breath and leave. That said, I think the, like, one part of your girlfriend's house smelling like vagina is such a small problem, and it's so easily avoidable that I can't believe you're considering, like, bringing this up in conversation.
Yeah, it's not like there's a tuft of hair on his girlfriend's nose.
I mean, that's a game changer.
That is a game ender.
That being said, break up with her. Let's move on.
All right, my advice to you, or Jake's advice is don't bring it up. My advice is breathe through your mouth.
Yeah.
I give that advice a lot, oddly enough. It never, ever makes sense.
Until now.
All right, third question. Who's got it? Whoa, no. What?
Oh, they knew.
What'd she say?
Alina? I heard Lena. Alina Dunham? Alina Dunham.
I'm not going to get you guys with that joke. I should stop.
Just keep on saying it until they laugh.
Alina Dunham? This is also from a dude. Actually, it could be from a girl. Let's just say it is from Alina. Hey, dudes. So it was my 15th birthday last Sunday, and my parents... Sure. Why did you ow? Are you 15?
Yo, we all love being 15.
You can't be here if you're 15, sir.
Security.
All right. So it was my 15th birthday last Sunday, and my parents got me tickets to a rugby match in Edinburgh. We live in a small town about 60 miles away. I love my mama and pa. But for some strange screwed up reason, I cannot be seen in public with them. Reluctantly, I have agreed to go, but it gets worse. They are spending a night out with their friends after, so we will not be driving to the match. Oh no, we are taking the train. I can't seem to convince them that this is a bad idea and will leave me moody and embarrassed and generally ruin my weekend. I know you may think I'm an asshole, but is it unnormal for a teen to be mortified to be seen with their elders in busy places? Thanks, Alina.
Alina Dunham?
Alina Dunham?
I do love how self-aware this kid is.
Yeah.
I think he's an asshole. But I think he's the only 15-year-old that is not like, oh, my parents suck. I hate my parents. He's like, for some crazy reason, I hate being seen with them.
You know what? I feel...
Of course.
Now that I read this, it sounds like the parents writing for the teenager.
Right.
Like, oh, I'm so mortified for some strange reason to be seen with my parents, who are pretty cool. Is it normal for my teen to hate me? I mean them. I mean my parents. Oh, God.
We want to take the train.
Help.
It's so sad and funny at the same time.
Teenagers do hate their parents.
Yeah, did you ever go through that? Did you hate your parents?
I didn't, but I'm not a female.
You're also, I mean, well, you're 30 now and you hate your parents.
Yeah.
You were a late bloomer.
That was also my nickname. Yeah. Why do teenagers hate their parents?
I don't know, because they don't understand us. Because they try to take us to fucking soccer matches in the city on a train.
Mom, I appreciate you being pregnant for 9 months, then raising me from a toddler to a baby to a fucking 2-year-old, 5-year-old, 10-year-old, 5th grader, feeding me,
three more years,
me.
And then I want money for college, but fuck off.
But I hate that all that stuff is counteracted by the fact that you listen to weird music when we're in the car together.
Right, which eventually turns into you loving the Beatles.
Yeah. You know we're old because we side with the parents.
Oh, that's true.
Holy shit.
Let's try to take this kid's side. Dude, we get it. Your parents suck. Your dad's lame. He dresses like a fucking tool. And your mom is always like, are you hungry? Are you thirsty? Do you need to go to the bathroom? Like, fuck off, mom. I'm fine. You don't need to keep raising me. I'm 15 fucking years old now. I have pubes, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Just let me go to this goddamn soccer match. You guys drive because I don't want you to hang out with your stupid friends. What's the fucking point? You guys are going to be dead soon. Why do you need friends? That's what you tell your parents, dude. They suck.
God.
Salute.
Yeah, that's what you should tell your parents who are giving you a gift.
Hey, chill.
First of all, parents don't give kids gifts, all right? Their whole life is a gift. They deserve the gift.
That's what my dad told me growing up.
I never got a gift. Oh, I never got Jesus. Anything.
All right. Don't awe him.
I'm a privileged Jew.
I remember my parents were supposed to go to, they were going to visit my aunt and uncle, like in Philadelphia.
Ew!
Woo Philly. So they were gone for the, you know, for the weekend. And I was super pumped. I told all my friends I was going to have a party.
How old were you?
This is when I was 17.
Okay, cool. When I was 17, my parents went away. I would be like, oh, right, I get to play up till 1 a.m., stay up till 1 a.m. playing GoldenEye.
So I was super pumped for this party. And my sister, my older sister she came down with like, not even strep throat, like a sore throat so bad that she had to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
So my parents canceled their trip. And I was like, fuck you guys.
Take care of Hannah, all right?
I felt so slighted.
God, what have I done to deserve this other than everything that I've done so far in my life to deserve this?
Like, I threw a chair and I told my dad I hated him. The crazy part is, I was in the right.
The crazy part is, your parents didn't beat the shit out of you when you were an asshole 17-year-old. God, how patient do you have to be a parent?
Yeah, that they did. They were just like, all right, you know what? Actually, we're just going to cut our losses. We have 6 kids. Now we'll have 5. You were a bad egg. I think you turned out bad. Despite our best efforts, you just said, fuck you, and your sister went to the hospital. So you have to go.
I guess in some weird way, I failed raising you because your value system is so wrong.
God, can we trade Jake's place with Hannah real quick? We'd love him to go to the hospital and not make it.
Oh my God, it worked.
He's there.
I believe in God now. Oh God. The sad truth is, it is not a normal for teenagers. And it's universal. This person's probably not in America because she gives a shit about a rugby match.
Right, for sure. And she also said Edinburgh, right?
Yeah. That's another good clue.
I deduce she's not in America because she likes rugby and said she wasn't in America.
Although she did say 60 miles. Although they do use miles in England, right?
Just, yeah, you can't win.
All right. Oh, it's Scotland. All right. Smart crowd. Smart
I
crowd.
Will say, I think it's amazing that you at least accept you hate your parents for no reason. A lot of other people think they hate their parents for a good reason, and they don't. Mm-hmm. Bottoms up on that whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? That's what I'm saying, boss.
Dota.
It gets better.
Yeah, it doesn't get better. You just get older.
Oh, you get better.
Yeah. That's like the worst gay teen campaign. Don't worry, you get better.
That's that's like the conservative people at those camps that try to change people.
You get better.
Oh my God, that'd be the worst. So funny. I don't even want to have made that joke.
And yet you did.
No, actually you did.
Okay.
I think, except you suck right now, little 15-year-old. You suck, you do. One day you will grow to appreciate your parents and you'll realize that, like, hey, you don't have a lot of time with your parents. So the fact that they wanted to drive you to a soccer game on your 15th birthday, when I swear to God, they have things they'd rather do. It's actually pretty awesome. And so try to go to the soccer game and think of it as a cool experience rather than it sucking.
No, that's bad advice.
Sure.
You know, what's the karmic payback for this is your parents are going to grow old and actually annoying. And then you're going to be an adult, and you have to suck it up.
Right? That is what happens.
They're so like, at first they're great, and you hate them. Then they become 85 to 95-year-olds. They're actually terrible, racist, smelly people. And then you have to be like,
I hate you. I hate your father. Like, oh, no, he's not so bad. He means well. He's a good man. Fuck me.
So it all balances out in the end. Hate your parents now. Love them later. But for completely opposite reasons. We should love our parents now and hate them later. Right. Which is what I'm getting a head start on.
I've spent my whole life thinking my parents were okay.
They're D's.
They're deaf D's.
Yeah. You gave your dad a report card every year.
Straight
C. C+. With extra credit, could get up to a B-.
That's what's up, Daddy. I love you, Dad.
You spent one episode convincing your mom to leave your father.
I love my dad. I think my mom can do better. My mom can do better. I can't do better. I've been dealt that hand and I accept it. And my mom's a smoke show and she deserves a fucking 10. My dad's a 4.5, if not a 3. My sister's here. She knows what's up.
She can vouch for me. Rachel, stand up and yell about how much you hate your father.
Give your dad a give dad a ranking, 1 through 10.
No, you don't have to do that.
Don't move, Rachel.
All right.
That was
male,
my dad.
A male in the crowd just yelled 6 is a female, for those of you listening at home. All right.
Moving on.
Yeah. Do we take breaks during live podcasts?
I don't think we can afford it, dude. I mean, would you have anything to talk about during the break?
Jake's virginity.
Oh, shit. Tell you what.
Somebody yelled Jake's virginity, and then the crowd erupted in some sort of applause. Continue.
All right, so here's the thing. My virginity, I don't want to discuss it on the podcast. Not because I'm embarrassed, because
I'm embarrassed about nothing if we stopped recording, said it to this
crowd.
That's
what I'm saying. If you promise right now to edit this out, I'll do it for just the people in the crowd. Yeah! Just the people here. It's just that I don't want this to ever, like, I don't want the recording to ever get out there, and I want, like, this poor girl is going to be mortified, because it'll come back.
Holy shit. I don't know what a mind fuck this will be.
At this point, we can't not.
So it's just, all right, so everybody be quiet. The story begins now. Story over now. You know what?
So done.
This will be a good incentive. Every time we do a live show, you'll tell the story,
but
we'll never record it.
I love that. That's beautiful.
That's a way to incentivize a crowd. Not that you guys aren't a great crowd. I mean, you guys are the best crowd because you came here without that incentive, really.
It's true. Fact.
Whiskey, another bartender, please. That was half not a joke.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a double. You didn't even fuck around.
That was funny. That was funny.
I didn't say it was funny. I said it was a double.
Do you think that I'm funny?
I think you're insecure.
Funny and insecure. I'll take that.
I didn't say funny.
You didn't disagree, though.
All right, fourth question. Let's do it.
Fourth question. I'm funny, really.
All right.
One time, I'm funny.
You're funny. Does it mean anything?
What?
That I said it after that, like after you forced me to.
It doesn't mean anything. It means everything. Toto. All right, guys. Question number 4. Y'all ready for this?
Y'all ready for this?
Hey, Jake and Amir. How does he know our names?
Jesus Christ.
Probably from the podcast.
What's their name?
Alexander. Alexander. It is a guy, so we have to say Alexander. Sorry, Alexandra.
Alexandra the Great.
The Great S. Ready? Here we go. Question number 4. I'm an 18-year-old high school... fuck. I'm drunk.
Are you drunk? My dude!
Huh?
Give it to me, son. Everybody...
No,
ducks tonight.
Terrible thing to spread.
Hey, Jake and Amir, I'm a 18-year-old.
Wait, wait, talking to the mic. You're not good at that.
I'm an 18-year-old, highly social senior in high school. I've been dating my boyfriend for about a year now, and I lost my virginity to him. So I feel like we have a bond that can't be broken.
Now it's, unless you guys aren't fucking anymore, it's pretty much broken already. But continue.
My friends and I are going on a ski trip for fall break, and he thinks I'm gonna fuck every hot guy I see in the mountains.
This is a girl.
Him becoming increasingly jealous is a really big turnoff, but I can't fathom us breaking up, especially for something like this. Should I try to convince him of my faithfulness? And how?
Love, Alexandra.
Love, Alexandra the Great.
I shouldn't have moved it, so it is Alexandra. So this lady is going on a ski trip. Her boyfriend doesn't trust her. He thinks she's gonna fuck every guy, so... how can she prove that she'll be faithful to him?
Which is such an honest, earnest, beautiful... she's like, I just want my boyfriend to know how much I love him.
Yeah.
And he's an asshole. Do you hear what you... he thinks you're going to fuck every guy you see in the mountains? Like, you haven't cultivated a relationship of trust where you won't do that?
Ladies, not every guy is Jake Hurwitz. There are good people out there.
How dare you?
What?
I don't think any girl I'm with is going to fuck every hot guy she sees in the mountains. Oh, yeah. I think I will fuck every hot girl I see in the mountains.
Oh, never mind. So she...
You guys don't all like you didn't know that about me. Thank you. Give me a hand.
Dope. Hashtag what now? So this sweet, innocent, awesome high school senior who's lost her virginity to this terrible human being wants some sort of, you know what she should do?
Fuck a hot guy in the mountains?
That, but also maybe call him before you get to the mountains. That way he can spy on you the entire weekend. That way he can finally trust
that's
you.
That's smart. If you call him on your way up and never, ever hang up the phone,
yeah,
then he can listen to every conversation you have.
That way, rest assured, yeah.
You know what would be... I mean, I don't want to... FaceTime?
FaceTime, yeah, because you can have silent sex and then, like, casual conversation. Like,
that's really nice.
Anyway, what's going on? Hey, yeah, yeah. Did you see the Suns game last night?
Oh, you're trying to get her to fuck people during this?
Yeah, yeah, but...
I'm saying, like, this dude, if he needs to be, like, if he needs to be pacified, if he needs to be placated like this, maybe she just FaceTime, like, in a corner of a room, just
the
let
entire,
him spy.
Oh, like a surveillance camera.
Yeah, of course. I think a guy deserves it. I mean, like... That's a bond that can't be broken, virginity. And then he's going to let this floozy go to the mountains? I mean, why does she want to go to the mountains in the first place, if not to fuck everyone? I mean, we all know skiing isn't fun.
What's fun is fucking everyone.
Right, she's gone up there to meet every Joe snowboarder there is and drop her snow pants, bend over on a goddamn ski lift and take it from behind. Absolutely not. That's absolutely unfair. This is a bond that can be broken and will be broken if you go on a ski trip.
Would you say the surveillance should be both ways? Maybe the girl
no,
should
No, he can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Whoa, what's going on right here? Somebody's giving us drinks. Happy birthday.
That's what's up. It's our birthday or your birthday?
Your birthday.
Today.
Birthday.
Toda.
So.
You want to finish this one? No, I got it.
So hopefully Jake's joke answer makes you realize how big of an amazing, amazing asshole. Pumpkin, you're dating a tumbling dickweed.
Pumpkin, you're dating a tumbling, tumbling dickweed.
What now?
I would break up with him before you go on your trip.
Oh.
Hook up with a hot ski dude and call it a day, dude. You do not have to put up with jealousy. I think jealousy is the worst fucking thing for a relationship. I got one guy that agrees with me.
Satan is clapping.
Yes.
No, I mean, well, I think especially with young people, I mean, I don't know, fuck, jealousy? That's yeah. So lame.
Are you ever jealous, though?
I've been jealous before, but no. For the most part, no. Because well, I think...
Here's a good tip to be attractive to your mate is to trust them.
Right. Even if you're not, even if you are jealous, even if you're super insecure, if you just pretend that you're not... Like, did you hear her when she was like, his jealousy is a huge turnoff?
Yes.
That's
jealousy
true.
Is a huge turnoff.
All you can, like, the best thing you can be is cool with everything, even when you're not.
Yeah, that's like a huge compliment that guys pay girls and the other way around, girls pay guys. Like, he's not jealous. He's so cool. He lets me do this. He lets me do that.
Right.
And then you give her enough slack and she fucking cheats on you. So next time you gotta keep a tighter leash on that
trick. Have you ever been cheated on? Have you ever been cheated on?
Not that I know of.
Not that you know of.
Yeah. And I'm a pretty and I've never cheated on someone. Have you ever been cheated on?
Once.
How did it feel?
Fine.
First of all, don't awe him. He deserves to be cheated on 30 more times.
Right.
The fact that he's only been cheated on once is an amazing... You won the lottery, I think.
My girlfriend in college made out with somebody. And when she told me I had fucked two other people... That's what I called. I told her she was a slut.
You called her mid-orgy to yell at her. To chew
absolutely.
Her out while
how
two
dare
girls
you?
Chewed you out. I'm sorry. You're 18. Break up with this person.
Yeah, we really hate to break it to you, but you're the person you lost your virginity to, that bond's not as special as you think it is. That bond's actually
More than breakable.
It means nothing.
It's goddamn wafer thin.
Yeah.
It's balsa wood.
I wouldn't even consider it a bond as much as a paper link.
A paper link.
You got us well whiskey, sister. It's not your fault.
Just so you guys know how big of an asshole Jake is, he received a free drink 3 minutes ago and is complaining about it already.
I'm just saying, I really like bullet bourbon, you know what I'm saying? I got my hands in the crowd, though.
I hate that that caught on. So far, four questions, three of them break up with your wife.
I do think that jealousy is a goddamn, it's a problem.
It's a relationship cancer.
It is. It just grows. Like the fact, like if you go on this on your ski trip and you're like, hey, I'm not gonna cheat on you. I'll call you every night just so you know.
Oh, terrible.
Then he wins, and then every time you do anything, he's like, all right, call me so I know you're not cheating on me. Ew. No.
Absolutely
cheat on him.
Not.
Absolutely cheat on him.
Yeah, better to just make his fears come true.
This dude listens to the podcast too, and he is absolutely mortified. We had another question that was like, my girlfriend's going on a ski trip. I love her so much, but I just have this trust issue. Like, ever since my dad cheated on my mom, I want to trust people so much, but even though she's amazing, I still just want her to call me every night so I feel safe. Is that crazy? Cheat on him. Fuck every hot guy you see on the mountain.
When you're...
Where are you going? Oh, chemo? I'll be there. You'll be there.
Chemo. When you're cheating on someone, does it cross your mind the lady that you're cheating against? The girl that you're letting down? Do you think about her?
No.
Not at all?
No.
You don't feel bad during?
Ass is right.
What is X? Ass. You're an ass for that.
I think... Well, I'm trying to remember what it feels like to cheat on somebody.
Holy shit, you're hard.
So it's amazing.
It's more than getting you off. It's getting you on.
No, I don't think about the person until after it's over.
And then?
I feel awful. I feel sad. I feel like I want to recommit to them and be with them forever. And I think, hey, you know what? I don't want to tell them the truth, but if I pledge the rest of my life for them, won't that in some small way make up for this incredible injustice that I've given them? Like, that's what I think. And then, you know, that day goes by, and the next day I'm like, oh, I'm texting. I'm on Tinder. What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? And... And I mean, it's a cycle that just repeats itself.
Jesus, I love you.
Toda,
toda. You know what? The whole thing is worth it because this podcast is more entertaining because of it.
Because of the asshole that I am.
Yeah.
Because of this shallow human that everybody on Earth thinks I'm doing a bit, but it's the realest version of me there is.
Even after that statement, you can still convince people it's some sort of weird Andy Kaufman
joke. No. That's like a heightened version of myself, baby. Yeah. I promise you. This is the most honest I've ever been to anyone, and it's to all of you.
You strangers and 41,000 people listening at home. Should we answer one more question, or should we do that?
One more. Uno mas.
Bruno Mars.
What's the name? What's your name?
Sam.
I saw you yell first and I couldn't hear you, but we got it. Sam.
That's Sammy. Right. Sam writes.
Sammy Sosa.
Hey, I just started my first year at university and met this girl. We started hooking up on a somewhat regular basis. Winning.
Oh,
he didn't write that. That was me. Here's the problem. I have had a girlfriend for about 2 years now.
That is the calling of an asshole.
It's the mating call. All right.
Where are my douchebags at?
Awful. I hate it. All right, let me just, real quick. Hey guys, I started first year at university. I met this girl. We started hooking up on a somewhat regular basis. Here's the problem. I've had a girlfriend for about 2 years now. Our relationship has gone a bit stale, But I enjoy having both these girls in my life. I mean, the girl I just met knows about my GF and doesn't have a problem with it. My GF, on the other hand, is super suspicious and asks me all the time about this new friend of mine. Of course, I always assure her nothing is going on, and she seems to buy it. But my question is, should I keep this amazing situation going? Thanks, guys. Love the show.
Just flashback to our last question of a girl. How do I assure my boyfriend of being faithful? We get such asshole dudes and such beautiful women with kind souls.
Girls are so much better than guys.
Girls are, yeah, they are.
They're like, girls are like, how do I assure my boyfriend I'm not cheating on him? I would never, ever, ever, ever do that.
How do I keep cheating on my girlfriend without her knowing?
I mean, I'm in this fucking pimp-ass place in my life, and I want to keep the fucking nut rolling.
How dare you call that an amazing situation?
For you, it's an amazing situation.
Where you get
situation.
To fuck one stranger, and then the person you love and care about is suspicious and jealous all of the time.
But she doesn't fucking care.
That's
or
an
matter.
Amazing situation?
Yeah, because he gets the nut.
That's a terrible... That's what's up.
Toda.
Yo, where the geese at, though? I mean, break up with your girlfriend.
Kill yourself, I think. At a Starbucks, preferably.
Oh, Harry Carey at that Starbucks.
Absolutely. Order a Trenta ice water and fucking put a straw on the ground and fall on it.
Yeah.
Let it pierce through your heart.
Is there any way
heart.
I can sharpen a straw into a sword and cut my neck open, barista?
Wait a minute. You've cheated on your girlfriend. You're the asshole. You're yelling again.
I can do. Hey.
Absolutely, you're the asshole.
I'm such an asshole that I have authority over other assholes to tell them when they're being assholes.
You're the asshole king.
I'm king asshole. Jesus, what a throne of shit I sit upon. But it's a goddamn honor in some weird way.
Anything the ha touches is yours. This kingdom.
Everything I touch turns to absolute shit.
My friends, my family, here it goes, the whiskey now.
Liquid shit right here.
A drink, you sit upon your drink of diarrhea.
I will say, he should break up with his girlfriend. I mean, what's the point? You have like somebody who's suspicious of your activities and you're hooking up with someone, so you see how easy it is to hook up with people at college. Be single and do that. That's fun. That's great.
Yeah, why have to deal with texting and reassuring someone? That's like an added negative.
Yeah, you're 18 or 19. You're not going to end up with this girl back home. You might as well just at least stop hurting her. And
was anyone in a relationship in high school here that survived throughout college?
Nope.
No. Okay, so 0% success rate. Anybody listening at home who's in between the ages of 15 and 18 and is even thinking about carrying a relationship over, know that it's impossible.
I will say, my parents met when they were 16 and 18.
But look what they fucking raised. This garbage can man whore.
Ta-da.
Absolutely. All right. You know what? We have one last little question that we wanted to get to before the end.
You are drunk, huh?
We have one more last question.
Your impression of a drunk person is really close to what your voice is. All right. This is the last question. My friend Amy loves your show, and we came tonight to celebrate her 17th birthday. Will you sing Happy Birthday to her? And the answer is yes. No, actually...
Where is Amy? Sorry. Come on stage.
The answer is no.
Oh.
Forget it. That's the show. Thank you, guys.
How was the show, guys? It was good, but Jake was really mad and angry, and it ended on a sour note.
Where's Amy? Amy.
Kira, any birthday lady,
Kira,
come on stage.
You come up, too.
Amy and Kira.
You too?
Sure, why the fuck not?
All right, at this point, people are lying about their birthdays.
250
Where's
people
Amy?
Here. Odds are there's
is
not
that the
three
real
people
Amy?
Their birthday.
Are you true, Amy?
Amy, don't
you will. All right, if it's your birthday, come
I want. Hey, check IDs.
Come up.
Check IDs. Let me see some IDs. Yesterday, are we counting that?
Yesterday, peace out, dog.
Holy shit! Whoa. This ID is from Mongolia, dude.
Where does it say your birthday?
Oh, there it is. Oh, Amy's actually here.
Amy.
Totally.
Come on stage. Over here, over here, over here. High
Wait,
five.
Is this everyone? Is this Amy? Where's Amy? You're the true Amy. So everyone sing happy birthday to Amy, but you guys can all absorb it.
Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Happy birthday to you.
Friends, happy birthday to you. Guys, thank you so much for coming to our first real live podcast.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
We appreciate it very, very, very much. As always, you can listen to the show. I know some of you have never heard it, but you can listen to it on every Monday and sometimes Thursday on ifiwereyoushow.com. Thanks again, everybody. Thank you so much. We'll be hanging out over
Thank
there.
Thank you.